2024. This is the InfoWars War Room, your election headquarters, with 99 days until the presidential election. 99. We are now in the double digits. The fastest 3 hours on the internet starts now. Brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Oh, what's this? Joe Biden on the kitty stairs? This must be Joe Biden on the kitty stairs. He's just landed in Austin. Now, originally, he was supposed to be here 2 weeks ago, and they canceled his appearance at the LBJ Library. I was going to go, and then they changed. It was going to be in the morning, and then they changed the time, and now it's in the afternoon, and so I'm here in studio. But we do have a crew that's going to be active out there. Let's just say that. They'll be active. They may or may not have a Trump flag. So we'll be seeing. But the thing is, the security is so tight on this deal, you can't even get within like 300 miles of Joe Biden. I mean, it's just crazy. So we'll see what they're able to produce as far as footage from today's Biden visit. But that's his kitty stairs. All right. We have, just as I expected, and I would still say, I don't think this is the end of it. I would still suspect there will be more footage, and maybe it continues to give us a clearer vision as to what happened with the assassination attempt of Donald Trump. And I was listening to some talk radio earlier today, and the host kept phrasing it as the Trump assassination. And a caller calls in and says, hey, you keep saying the assassination, but it wasn't an assassination, it was an assassination attempt. And I'm sitting there, I'm thinking, well, you know what? Maybe we just do go with that, because Trump was supposed to be dead. Trump was supposed to be assassinated. So maybe we just do say it was the assassination. Maybe we just do call it an assassination, even though it wasn't successful. But that's just more of a mind game, more of a word game. Point is, new footage gives us a better idea into what happened that day. And it's just stunning. We also have text messages now. I mean, look, we know that there are a lot of powerful people and a lot of political people in America that want Trump dead. Probably a lot of bureaucrats. They want Trump dead. There is no doubt about that. And when you look at the series of decisions that were made leading up to the rally in Butler, Pennsylvania, it would appear that this could have happened anywhere. Now, I'm not discounting that Crooks could have been a windup, some intelligence agency windup, or MK Ultra patsy. I'm just saying the Secret Service had been denying Trump proper protection for months. But that's kind of the longer story. When you hone back into what happened in Pennsylvania, they had this guy on the radar for over an hour. At least 30 minutes before he fired a first shot, there were crews scrambling, saying, hey, we got this guy. He's a threat. We need to locate him. Where is he? Get Secret Service on it immediately. Alert the snipers now. We have it in the texts. And now we have this video where it's like 10 minutes before, 5 minutes before, and everybody's running around frantically as the guy's on the roof preparing a shot, and the police like don't even know what the hell to do. And Trump's sitting there on the stage talking, and these people are running around with their like chickens with their heads cut off, like, shooter on the roof. And they just don't even take Trump off the stage. So, I mean, we're going to be getting into this with Mike Adams in the second hour. But I still say we'll see more footage from this.
This is a real attempt to turn America and the world around. This is a real attempt to stop World War III. This is a real attempt to save civilization for our children. Because there's not just evil in the world, there's good as well. And so you've got to decide that that's happening and join it and promote it and support Trump and support us and spread the word, because that's what they fear is when you get a mission and you get committed and you take action. So tell everybody about the links at Real Alex Jones. Share the articles, share the videos, follow us at Real Alex Jones, and support us at drjonesnaturals.com with the great products. Support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Get things you need. It takes money to win a war. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. A big sale going on right now. Everybody needs Nitric Boost. It cleans out your blood and flushes all this crap out. Everybody needs the Nano Silver toothpaste and products at drjonesnaturals.com. This is a war!
Of censorship, Owen Schroyer is the light. This is the War Room. Watch it live right now at AmericanElection.news.
All right, Joe Biden just shuffled off the little boy stairs, and now he's meeting with the Democrats out there on the tarmac. By the way, Al Green is out there. Al Green is a Democrat representative who has called Donald Trump a racist on multiple occasions. He calls Trump a racist. He then tried one time, Al Green tried to incite a mob to attack me at the Reagan International Airport. You may or may not recall that. I was banned all over the internet. But now that I have X, maybe I should reshare that video. It's just funny to me. Al Green is all excited to meet Joe Biden and shake his hand and take a selfie with him, the guy that called Trump a racist. Biden comes from the Democrat Party of the KKK, eulogized KKK Cyclops wizards, but here he is with Al Green posing on the tarmac at the airport here in Austin. And these people are just such frauds. It's just such phonyism from these Democrats. It's like, can we just get a worthy opponent? I mean, I guess they are worthy because they're committed. But they're not even straight shooters. They're not even good faith actors. They're just liars and crooks and frauds. But really, it's all a distraction. So Joe Biden lands in Austin. They've got a massive security perimeter. I was actually wondering what the hell was going on. There was this huge security perimeter all around Austin. I mean, you can't go anywhere in Austin right now without seeing police everywhere. So it's nice. It's good. It's good the president is protected. That's good. I'm glad his security detail. You notice how there's no female Secret Service agents on Joe Biden's detail. Notice how there's no short stack Secret Service agents on Joe Biden's detail. He has nothing but tall men. So that's good. I'm glad. I'm glad they're protecting the president of the United States, as they should. But Trump gets the Humpty Dumpty women. And he gets small Secret Service details. And now we're getting new information about what was going on here that led to all of this. And I mean, folks, we could focus in on the events of July 13th, and we will. But there's a larger picture at play. It would appear that the stand down with Secret Service has been going on for months in regards to Donald Trump. For months. And so had they just been waiting for somebody to come and try to shoot him in the head, standing down security? By the way, the guy who has replaced Kim Cheadle is probably worse than Kim Cheadle herself, because he was the guy who was responsible. A lot of these questions of, well, who was in charge of the detail that day or who was in charge of the assignments that day? Well, that guy's name was likely Ron Rowe. He's now running Secret Service. He's now running Secret Service, the guy who is probably responsible for the lack of security, the guy who should be getting now called to testify, and he's now in charge of the deal. Like, for example, Dan Bongino, with his Secret Service sources telling him, Secret Service counter-sniper assets were routinely denied to the Secret Service Trump detail if the locations weren't within, quote, driving distance of Washington, D.C. Well, what the hell is that?
What is driving distance exactly anyway? In fact, guys, pull up, how far is Butler, Pennsylvania from Washington, D.C.? I'd consider that driving distance. So what is driving distance? An hour? 2 hours? One tank of gas? If it wasn't within driving distance, they weren't sending counter-sniper assets. So that's a 4.5-hour drive from D.C. to Butler, Pennsylvania. That's definitely drivable. I would say that's drivable. If you can make it in a day reasonably, it's drivable. People drive that distance just to go see a football game. Cannot send counter sniper teams if it's not within driving distance. Or if it is, actually, it would appear. Now, I didn't send this video, and actually that's on me. I forgot to send it. I'm sure the crew can find it. It was an ABC News interview with the local police team, and they were describing to ABC News how they were not getting any contact from Secret Service and how there was supposed to be not just multiple points of contact before the rally, there was supposed to be a point of contact that morning to go over everything one last time to make sure everybody's on the same page and everybody's got their ducks in the row. Secret Service didn't show up. So how is this even possible? You can only speculate until we get answers. But, I mean, I could see what would go on here. Secret Service was way undermanned. They probably got all kinds of T's that they got to cross and I's that they got to dot. And they're just running around within their own selves trying to figure out what the hell's going on that day. That they either forgot about the meeting or just didn't have time. So they didn't have proper communications with local law enforcement the days leading up to it and the day of, which ultimately was one of the many things that led to the assassination. And yeah, I think we'll just do that. I think we'll just call it the assassination. Hold on. I got Darren McBreen telling me something. Do you want to get on the... I thought you guys were going out to the Biden event.
We were already there.
Oh, you're already back?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, because you can't even... They won't even let you in? All right, we're going to get Darren McBreen. He was trying to get out to the Biden event, but I guess the law enforcement is so strict that they won't even let him move. So not to get shuffled here, but he just came in studio to let me know this. So there goes Biden. He took the kitty stairs. So Secret Service, not in proper communications. Secret Service, undermanned. Local law enforcement, not having a clue what's going on. And now, we have text messages from that day from Secret Service agents. They knew there was a guy, quote, around the building at least 30 minutes before the first shot was fired. At least 30 minutes. We also now know that Secret Service was told to have snipers ready because this guy had a rangefinder. We also now have new video of them running around like crazy. At least 5, maybe 10 minutes before. I mean, the video is 10 minutes long, but it's not the whole video. He starts filming with at least 5 minutes before the first shot is fired. And they're just running around. They know there's a shooter on the roof. The cops know there's a shooter on the roof. About 100 people standing around know there's a shooter on the roof. People are ducking for cover, hiding behind trees. And Trump is sitting on the stage like a sitting duck, and nobody tells Secret Service. All right. We pause from this story, and we hop over to Darren McBreen joining me now. I just saw you and Rob do, I don't know, time flies when you're in the info war. It's like a time warp around here. I felt like it was just moments ago. You guys were heading out to the Biden event, and now you're already back. What the hell is going on?
Well, the city is basically completely shut down right now. And this is a tale of between two presidents, because you look at Butler, Pennsylvania, how, you know, this would-be assassin was, as you were just saying, allowed to walk around for so long. They allowed Trump, for whatever damn reason, to go up on the stage. But right now, like I said, Austin, Texas is on complete shutdown. You can't drive anywhere, and there are police. The police presence is huge. We just talked to a police officer, and he said that they had a three-hour meeting before Biden even landed. So they're definitely prepared, and he has so much better protection. And he's still, you know, I think Trump is still, I've said this before, he's in a lot of danger because nothing has really changed. He still has lax security, and it just really struck me to go out there and see basically the entire city shut down. Freeways are shut down. You can't get close to the perimeter, anywhere close to where Biden is right now.
And now we've got some footage here of the highways leading up to it, just totally shut down, and just parking lots on the areas where the cars aren't allowed to move, and then the open road where I guess Biden's motorcade is going to be going. And just so people get a little context of this, the Democrats have defunded Austin Police Department to like almost a nothing. I mean, its footprint is very small. Its presence is very limited.
Yep.
And so when you do see active law enforcement, it's like kind of like, whoa, something's going on.
Yeah.
Because normally you just don't see them. And so, I mean, look, part of me is like, okay, they don't bother me, so whatever. But it's like, I'm sure it was the same for you. When I was driving around this morning and I saw cop, 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 I was like, what the hell's going on? And this was 10 miles, 20 miles from downtown. Mm-hmm. It didn't even click in my head that this would have anything to do with Joe Biden. Hey, I'm glad they're protecting the president. I'm glad he's got the utmost security. I noticed that there were no Humpty Dumpty women on his detail. I noticed that they had 6-foot men all on his detail. So that's good.
Yeah, well, it's crazy. Like I remember Obama came by a few years ago and we covered that. But this seems to be significantly a much more presence of a police force and all kinds of security everywhere. And it's quite amazing to see, man. I mean, like, we can't go anywhere. We're basically stuck here, I guess, until he leaves later this evening.
Yeah, so I guess that'll be, yeah, we're stuck here for hours now because Joe Biden has to get the biggest security footprint that you've ever seen.
That's right.
Bigger than the Pope, even.
Yep, it's incredible. And just to go back, to the more we learn, and do you notice, Owen, too, it takes a long time for the mainstream media to kind of catch up. We always say tomorrow's news today, but you're talking about how long Trump, you know, this would-be assassin was there, and all this information is coming out. But do you notice it's very, they lightly touch on this subject on the mainstream media. We're covering it big time. This should be huge. This should be absolutely huge. The fact that this guy was allowed to walk around that complex and you know, on the high ground, everything. I'm just blown away that this actually happened. I still can't believe it.
Well, it's even worse now, and I still think there's going to be more footage that comes out because every time we see a new video, there's 10 other people filming whose videos we haven't seen. But this new video we have, this guy just recently got his phone back from the feds who took it to get dad off of his phone. I'm imagining video for evidence. And that's the shorter video. The longer video doesn't have the text in front of it. You can see better. At least 5 minutes before they know a shooter is on the roof, before he fires the first shot, at least 5 minutes before they know a shooter is on the roof, and people are scrambling around, ducking for cover, hiding behind trees, law enforcement running around like, I mean, it's almost like a clown show.
Not only that, we now know that the police were contacting in a frantic that they're contacting the Secret Service, say, hey, we got a guy that's on the loose. This is danger, danger. So somebody stood down. I mean, the head of the Secret Service who was there at the time was notified. And why didn't anything happen?
Well, that's the ultimate question. And now the new head of the Secret Service, Ron Rowe, needs to be called to testify.
Absolutely.
Because he was actually supposed to be the guy in charge of all this stuff. You know, when you're the head of an organization, yeah, as Kim Cheadle said, the buck stops with me. And it did. She covered it up and now she's gone. But Ron Rowe was actually the person who was the point of contact, who was supposed to be in charge of the events on the ground that day. So, I mean, he's the one that needs to be called to testify now. And now we have new texts, and I'll go ahead and get into these right now. We have new texts. This is from 426. So the first shot happened just after 6:10, 6:11. Someone followed our lead. This is Secret Service. Someone followed our lead and snuck in and parked by our cars, just so you know. I'm just letting you know because you see me go out with my rifle and put it in my car, so he knows you guys are up there. He's sitting to the direct right on a picnic table about 50 yards from the exit. So this is over an hour and a half. They're saying they've got this guy, and they know he's there. Roger that. It's from Secret Service. So they all know he's there. They all know he's suspicious. Then it goes on an hour later, 5:38, so still more than 30 minutes before the first shot. They have the pictures of him from the window of that second story. By the way, we now know that that was the headquarters for law enforcement and Secret Service, was that right building that he's climbing on. And so this shot is taken of him climbing onto this little concrete block outside of the building where eventually he climbs the roof. And so they know he's suspicious. They now have photos of him. They've been tracking him for an hour. Kid learning, I imagine that's an autocorrect for walking. So we'll say kid walking around building we are in, AGR, I believe it is. I did see him with a rangefinder looking towards stage. If you want to notify Secret Service snipers to look out, I lost sight of him. Also a bike with backpack sitting next to it in rear of building that was not seen earlier. So I guess he comes back with his bike and a backpack. Call it into command and have a uniform check it out. That is at 5:40. That is 30 minutes before the first shot was fired and Secret Service was notified about this guy. And now we have this video that the crew's showing on the screen now. At least 5 minutes before the first shot, you had multiple police on the scene looking for him. So, I mean, it's just, it doesn't make sense. There was an obvious stand down here. There's no other way to put it, Darren.
Obvious stand down. And I think it's very important right now for law enforcement, any Secret Service that were involved, that there's good people that know some things still, like whistleblowers. They need to be on the right side of history. They need to come out and give us more information, because I'm telling you, not everybody's talking right now. Everybody needs to talk. Somebody knows something.
Well, yeah, I mean, you try to stand down and let a bullet go through President Trump's head. I mean, you know what's at stake for speaking out.
Yep. And meanwhile, for whatever reason, big tech is censoring the most iconic picture maybe in our life ever of, you know, Trump there with the flag, fight. They're censoring that. I put that on my Instagram. It's been censored. Kel McBreen did a report on it today. And so this is going around. Facebook and Twitter are censoring that iconic picture. Isn't that amazing?
Oh, it's worse than that. They're not just censoring the picture. They're censoring the entire story.
That's right.
And so I've got more on that. All right. Darren McBreen was trying to go out and shoot some footage at the Biden event today, downtown Austin, right next to UT. And the security footprint is so massive here that you can't even move, basically. So that's good. I'm glad they're protecting the president. Maybe Trump can get some of that similar treatment, but I doubt it. By the way, Trump has now said he will do more outdoor rallies. Okay, I mean, you can, smart, dumb, I don't know, doesn't matter. Trump is doing more outdoor rallies. He's announced it. He's going to be having more outdoor rallies, and I believe it's next week. I don't know the exact date. He's going back to Butler, Pennsylvania, to finish the rally that was disrupted. He's going back, and he's going to be honoring the fallen police officer, or excuse me, the fallen firefighter. So that's Donald Trump. Now, Mike Johnson's office has announced that there is a Trump assassination attempt task force consisting of Mike Kelly, Mark Green, Dave Joyce, Laurel Lee, Michael Waltz, Clay Higgins, and Pat Fallon. Oh, good thing Clay Higgins is on there. I'd say he's about as trustworthy as it gets. But they left out Eli Crane, who's a Navy SEAL sniper, and Army combat vet Corey Mills, who have already been to Butler, Pennsylvania multiple times examining the scene. So why aren't they on there? The only person, and this isn't to speak negatively about the others, I would just say, if anything, I'm neutral towards the others. The only person on that committee that I trust is Clay Higgins. The only person on the task force, rather, that I trust is Clay Higgins. So, again, that's not an insult to the others. I'm just I'm neutral. They haven't really done anything that would make me trust them. So, yeah, Eli Crane and Corey Mills left out of that. Don't like that. And they were back shooting more footage, doing more examinations. So that's what should be going on. Feels like the cover-up continues, though. It most certainly does. The FBI helped cover it up. Ray answering no questions. Secret Service, former Secret Service head, Kim Cheadle, covered it up, didn't answer any questions. And now the guy who probably had more to do with the stand down than even Cheadle, at least on the ground that day, Ron Rowe, is running the Secret Service and has not been questioned yet at all. Now we're going to do more examination of the new footage and more examination with this coming up with my guest in the second hour, Mike Adams. But since Darren McBreen brought it up, yeah, they're censoring the story. They're censoring the story across the big tech platforms that hate Trump. I wonder how much Zuckerberg has to do with this anymore. If you type in anything with Trump when it comes to assassination attempt on Google, it just ignores it. It just acts like it's not even there. So you'll get attempted assassination of Reagan, attempted assassination of JFK, all these other things, attempted assassination of anything, but Trump does not show up on the autocomplete. Ford, the Pope, Roosevelt, Bob Marley, Truman, everything except Trump, not Trump. Facebook blocks Trump assassination photos. Instagram blocks Trump assassination photos. And they're claiming it was altered to mislead people. Altered to mislead people. So it's blocked. Meta AI, that's Facebook, refuses to give any information on the Trump assassination attempt. Just says, sorry, can't assist with that. You ask it questions. You ask questions about the Trump assassination attempt. It just says, sorry, cannot assist in that. But it has everything nice to say about Kamala Harris. Conveniently enough, you search Donald Trump for news on Google, it just gives you news about Kamala Harris. Look at this. You search Donald Trump for news, and it gives you news about Kamala Harris. Fluff pieces about Kamala. When you search news for Donald Trump. Elon Musk tried searching on Google President Donald Trump. It doesn't even show up. It doesn't even show up. Instead, it says Donald Duck and Donald Reagan. Donald Trump doesn't even show up. Wow. How much is that campaign contributions in kind, ladies and gentlemen? A billion? $100 billion? How much is that worth to the Democrats? How much is that worth to the Kamala Harris for president campaign? And is Google paying it? Remember when Alex Jones trolled Google and warned America that they sold us out? There's your evidence. There it is again, proving it once and for all.
You know, when you look at the world where there's inflationary pressures and political chaos and geopolitical conflict and unsustainable debt and wars and rumors of wars and all this stuff.
We had a talk this week and you said, I'll do it because at the end of the day, we've got to warn people. But I get it. I'm the same. I'm a man. And a man doesn't talk about other people and how bad they are. He shows how good he is. But sometimes a man has got to also point out, like, they create nautical charts of there's a reef here, there's a sunken ship here. We've got to create charts for people so they know where the hazards are.
You want to protect people, and that's what.
Well, yeah, we don't go looking to whistleblow. We don't go looking, but when clear and present crime is being committed, we will become accomplices if we don't expose it.
You know, part of why we exist as a firm is to protect people from the imbalances that the government is causing because of inflation and higher interest rates. You know, we want to get people in the right place at the right time. Just because gold and silver are great investments right now doesn't mean that all gold and silver are good investments. There's rare coins and semi-rare coins that people overpay for. And I got to looking, and when you look at the CFTC, there's
no, but you called it on the show 2 months ago. You said they're about to bust these groups, but you're like, I don't be a troublemaker. Just wait for it, Alex. And then it's happened now. So
the CFTC and 30 states. So the regulators in 30 states are charging a Los Angeles precious metals dealer an ongoing $185 million fraud. What is the fraud? What are they doing? They're targeting the elderly with overpriced stuff, right? So over 300% over spot price. It's like, what in the world? Triple spot price? Are you joking? This is very common in the industry that people will kind of fall for a song and dance, fancy story. Ooh, let's get this rare coin. Let's get this historical coin because it's non-confiscatable and it's dealer non-reportable and you don't have to report it on taxes, wink, wink, right? And this is where these are all lies. Ultimately, if the government wanted to confiscate something, they will confiscate it. It doesn't matter what it is, right? Now, number two, you always have to report your taxes. Always. If you don't, you're going to be jailbait. You'll go into some kind of IRS tax court, right? So gold and silver are an investment like any other investment in the sense of there's no escaping some of those things. But what's great about it is that they are private, right? That they are in the right place at the right time because of where we are globally and the imbalances in the markets with rising interest rates, rising inflation. Gold and silver just do really, really well right now.
People need to get into this because this is what the elites are doing. It's so simple. KEPM.com/gold. Kirk Elliott, PreciousMetals.com/gold. Go to that link. It gives the show support. Get the best deals. Call 720-605-3900. Tell them Alex Jones sent you. And to me, I only promote something that is an absolute no-brainer. You know you're getting wholesale price of silver and gold from a reputable, top-rated company that funds the InfoWar and isn't a wimp. You need to get gold and silver, but you need to get it from a good source. Go to KEPM.com/gold.
Viene una tormenta!
What did he just say?
He said there's a storm coming in.
I know.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
The show that digs deeper than the rest. Welcome to the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Shandor, you know Google is helping China the Dragonfly, and you know that they're helping censor, and you know that you sold this country out, and you won't even help the Pentagon, you'll help the Chi-Coms. You bet on the wrong country, Shandor. There he goes, ladies and gentlemen. That guy has had his people tell Congress they're not citizens.
Now, that is from, what is that, guys, 2018, 19? Years ago, Alex Jones confronting Google CEO Sundar Pichai on its censorship. And now here we are today, and Google is actively censoring the Trump assassination story. Google is actively censoring, working with Facebook as well, to censor the iconic image of Trump after the assassination attempt. And then if you search Donald Trump news, it just shows you Kamala Harris puff pieces and how great Kamala is. Now, we got more on the Kamala Harris situation, if you will, coming up. She has a rally today. Yeah. Oh, it was just an error. Now, look, folks, I got to say, I would not be surprised if this is just internal leftists that are doing this and not even Zuckerberg. That's not me waving the white flag and saying, oh, don't go after Zuckerberg. No, I'm just saying he might not be involved, and this could just be internal leftists that are making these calls. Now, Google is a bit of a different story. That's an absolute monster. But I have a feeling that the people at Facebook, I think there's just internal leftists that are in there engaging in this stuff, and Zuckerberg probably doesn't even know. And, I mean, do you really blame him? He's out probably surfing on a yacht right now. So, but Google, they're actively, that's a team effort for sure. But Facebook coming out saying, oh, we don't know. We don't know anything about this. Mm-hmm. Don't be surprised if some people get fired. Now, Alex Jones correctly called it out dealing with Google years ago. And it's very important. It's very important that InfoWars stay on air. And it's funny, there were so many videos, and I think I'll probably just upload the Al Green video after I saw him greeting Joe Biden at the airport today. We had so many videos from 2018 to 2023, as we've just hit the year mark not so long ago of Musk taking over Twitter and then us getting our accounts back, where if you didn't go to band.video, if you didn't go to Infowars.com, you just didn't even see it. You just did not even see it. And so we would still get big views on band.video and Infowars.com. But I mean, folks, I would get almost every video we would upload onto YouTube, 500,000 views. Every video I would do confronting Democrats, confronting Trump protesters, 5 million views. Just YouTube alone. And so there was a lot of work that we did in those years. That 5 years were just great work we've done here. And just most people didn't even see it. And now I upload it to X and they're like, whoa, this is amazing. Who is this guy? Or, hey, why don't you still do this? I'm like, I have been doing it. Just banned everywhere. But now is potentially the most important times ever for InfoWars, as our audience numbers are huge, with people tuning in to figure out what the hell's going on in this crazy world, looking at InfoWars as a most trustworthy source, looking at Alex Jones predicting this over the years, over the decades. You look at some of the flashback videos, you look at some of the predictions now coming true just in recent history. And so we need to keep this mothership on the air. And you shopping at InfoWarsStore.com is part of the process. So, InfoWarsStore.com, not just supporting us to keep us on the air, which is imperative, but also you're getting a great product. Whether it's all the supplements that are there at InfoWarsStore.com, like Nitric Boost or VasoBeat Complete for your cardiovascular health, or whether it's DNA Force Plus for your cellular health and cellular energy. Very important products, whether it's Vitamin Mineral Fusion, great drink mix, healthy for you. More than 100% daily value of vitamin A, vitamin B6, vitamin B12, vitamin C, vitamin D, so much more. All these products are great for you, and you support the InfoWar. And don't forget, we got the limited edition bulletproof Trump t-shirt, which I guess is even more exquisite now since they're banning this image. They're banning the image of Trump with his fist in the air saying, fight, fight, fight. So now it's like, it's an even better shirt because the image is banned everywhere. So the Trump bulletproof shirt, limited edition, InfoWarsStore.com. It's part of the Save InfoWars mega sale. All these products on sale. Nitric Boost, 40% off. DNA Force Plus, 40% off. Brain Force Ultra, 40% off. And while it's limited edition, you can get it right now. Trump bulletproof t-shirt, InfoWarsStore.com, with now the banned image that they're banning. You can't see the image because it apparently depicts violence, they say. Oh, but, you know, do a Trump decapitated head and yeah, we'll promote that on mainstream news. Pretend to assassinate Donald Trump. That'll become part of the New York street theater. But an actual real image of Trump after getting shot at, putting his fist in the air, saying fight, that's banned. So we already had it on a t-shirt, but now the t-shirt is even better. So limited edition Trump bulletproof t-shirt, InfoWarsStore.com. And remember, it's your support there that keeps us on the air. All right. Now, I knew something was up, and I just my brain didn't connect the two because it was nowhere near the LBJ library or the airport earlier today when I was running some errands this morning, and I saw police everywhere. And again, it's just rare in Austin. You don't usually see police everywhere like that because the Democrats have defunded them basically to nothing. And they were everywhere. So it's good. I'm glad Joe Biden has a huge security footprint. I'm glad Secret Service is making sure Joe Biden is protected. That's good. But it's the exact opposite with Trump, where they just stand down and make sure he has no protection and no leadership to make sure that he's protected from somebody trying to shoot him in the head. So here's Alex Jones talking about the massive Biden security footprint in Austin, Texas.
Look at this. That's 71, one of the main highways in Austin, Texas. And they've got it all shut down in the opposite lane. Biden's coming down 71 to get on 35 to go collect money at the LBJ KKK library. LBJ was famous KKK. And again, they've got side roads everywhere shut down. This goes on everywhere. I had to drive for like 45 minutes to get around this down side roads and just look at it. That's for your puppet, President Joe Biden. Secret Service is going to shut down like a third of this city, folks. But they can't do jack crap for President Trump. They let drones fly over. The shooter was out there for 90 minutes, 26 minutes on the roof. Look at it. Look at it. Goes on, and it's all over. And they shut down roads that don't even connect into this. I knew to take back roads. They blocked the exit out of my office just to go on a side road. I am like miles and miles from an I-35 he's going down. And he is our Royal Highness, and it's all shut down. Because anything for their Chi-Com puppet, anything for their New World Order operative, anything for him. Let me see, I got a shot over here for you. So you can see down there. Yeah, look at that. Look at that. Miles and miles and miles and miles of people blocked. Makes me so angry. Look at that. See that traffic? It's like the illegal aliens coming into the country is what it looks like. Look at that. That's the New World Order for you, ladies and gentlemen. That's how they operate. Anything for their imperial gods. Call me in on X Real Alex Jones. We're going to stop this. We're going to move these tyrants and their puppet Kamala.
I mean, that is truly insane. And again, like I said, this was this morning. I'm just running around doing errands and there's police everywhere. I'm like, what in the heck is going on here? Something's going on. I didn't even connect the dots that it was Joe Biden, because we're talking 15 miles away from the airport. And yeah, when I came into the office, they had police stationed at these entrances and blocking these side roads. It's like, what in the heck? Oh, well, hey, good thing we got Biden protected. So we'll have every agent on the planet for Joe Biden, but nothing for Donald Trump, because I guess we just want him dead.
Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And do you hear that, folks? That is the sound of an empty bottle. It is impossible for us to keep a full bottle of this product around at the headquarters here at InfoWars, because everybody understands and loves how powerful Nitric Boost is. Now, there are several reasons why you should be considering Nitric Boost at InfoWarsStore.com. First of all, enhanced cardiovascular health. We know that heart disease is one of the leading causes of death in the United States of America. We know that there have been increased reports of things like myocarditis, heart attacks, strokes, heart disease throughout the last several years especially. And that's why Nitric Boost is one of the most important products that you can get at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Now, it's not only going to help you with cardiovascular health, but it also helps with things like enhanced vitality and muscle recovery. So if you need more vitality in order to accomplish your goals at the gym, or if you simply just want more vitality throughout the day as a hardworking American, this Nitric Boost from InfoWarsStore.com is an absolutely amazing choice. Obviously, muscle recovery is incredibly important for anybody trying to reach goals at the gym. So please consider getting Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, you shouldn't only be getting this product just because you want to improve your cardiovascular health, or just because you want to experience enhanced vitality or better muscle recovery, but you should be getting this product, Nitric Boost, at InfoWarsStore.com, because it helps keep InfoWars on the air. Our bodies and our minds and our country and our species itself is under attack by transhumanists, globalists, and the New World Order, who want to subjugate your mind and subjugate the entire human population. So we need to keep InfoWars on the air, especially this year, as our country faces the most important election of all time coming right up. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get Nitric Boost, not only for the benefit of your own health, but for the benefit of humanity itself, and to keep InfoWars on the air. Visit InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get Nitric Boost and be the reason we are still on the air.
chef of a prominent figure was found dead today in what appears to be a paddleboarding accident. Find out whose chef it was tonight at 10.
Welcome to Martha's Vineyard. Are you our new chef?
Thank you. Yeah, I'm John.
Have you met Michelle yet?
Hello? Someone there? No, I haven't had the pleasure.
Just make sure you get her steak by noon.
I've been getting some weird vibes here. Feels like I'm seeing things I'm not supposed to see. I don't think these people are who everyone thinks they are.
Are you enjoying the view of my Michael? I mean Michelle.
They lied about Joe Biden's health. They lied about Russian collusion and COVID. They lied about Hunter's laptop, and they lied about January 6th. They lied about the Ukraine and Jeffrey Epstein and Hollywood and everything in between. And now they want you to believe that this guy acted alone. Stop believing their bullshit. Everything they tell you is a lie.
Please support us at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Bulletproof t-shirt's out. We need the support. It's an amazing shirt. Support InfoWars. We support Trump. Get the new Bulletproof President Trump shirt at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be back.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Having a rally at a high school gym in Philadelphia, and it's got about 100 people there. Wow. Look at that. Big crowds. Big crowds for Kamala. I'm sure they'll get 300, maybe four, when it's all said and done. Look at that massive audience for Kamala Harris. Yeah. So, that's, I think the momentum for Kamala is already fading, quite frankly. By the way, they're trying to keep it going with some of this awkwardness, like the white dudes for Harris. I mean, come on. Oh, yeah. I mean, you can imagine if white dudes for Trump, you can only imagine. White dudes for Harris. I don't want to steal anyone's thunder here, but... let's just say the Kamala Harris campaign is actually extremely anti-white. And if you watch a Kamala event and you don't see a single white person in the frame, it's not an accident. I'll leave it at that. Featuring big stars like David Hogg. Josh Groban? No, Josh! Dang it. Dang it. They had to take Groban from us. White dudes for Harris. No, I think the momentum is fizzling fast on Kamala because you got to understand it was kind of this, it was this surge of the moment cover up when they lied about Biden all those years, and then they lied about him, and then the debate happened. And they were covering up his cognitive decline, but then it was so obvious, the debate, the Stephanopoulos interview, it was like, okay, well, because liberals love to lie, and they lie in unison. So the way they covered up the lies about Biden was they replaced him with Harris, and then they all feigned this support, like, oh my gosh, we're even more excited about Harris. This is the greatest. She was already there. What do you mean? What do you mean you're so excited about Harris? She was there the whole time. Oh, Harris, oh my gosh, this is the greatest thing ever. Oh my gosh, Kamala Harris, we're so excited. We're going to do dance videos and we're going to do filters and it's brat. She is a bit of a brat. in the more dictionary sense. So, wow. I mean, she might get 500 people at a rally today in Philly, folks. Trump is shaking. But, oh my gosh, I can't even, this gets even more cringe. Here is the Kamala Harris pack, won't back down. By the way, Anthony Weiner is suggesting that the Democrats are going to virtually nominate Kamala Harris this Wednesday, which would make sense given the time frame of everything, that they need to do that to be on the ballot in Nevada and Ohio and Wisconsin. Anything short of their candidate dying, that would be a done deal. So, but notice how that's kind of just like a little whisper, and I'm sure Anthony Weiner still has his friends inside the Democrat Party. But are they going to nominate her Wednesday? And then, so looks like there's a couple, looks like there's maybe 24 people supporting Joe Biden outside the LBJ library. There was also an anti-Biden caravan that probably got blocked from going to this event. Oh, that's not even a dozen people. Oh my gosh. That's literally not even 12 people. They don't even have 12 people supporting Joe Biden. You have media in the background, and then I think 8 people sitting there on the sidewalk. And notice the entire street, you can't even see anybody for miles. The whole thing is shut down. So those are probably Democrat Party activists anyway. So is it as if White Guys for Harris isn't cringe enough? See, you can be white. You can be a white guy and vote for Harris. By the way, there's a new angle to this J.D. Vance thing that nobody else is talking about. I'm going to get into it in a second. This is the won't back down pack. Look at this bizarre anti-Trump ad. This is really, I don't know where they go from here. This might be how they actually view Trump supporters. This might be actually their externalization of how they actually view a Trump supporter. In fact, do you remember those psychological studies where they actually showed how a liberal views a conservative? And they, so this is probably actually how they think a Trump supporter looks or talks like in this strange new pack ad for Kamala Harris as King Joe Biden of the regime, Chairman Joe of the regime, coming in with thousands of security guards here to Austin, Texas. Do you think that had anything to do with the fact that InfoWars is here? I mean, I'm just saying they just didn't even want us to, you know, be there with a bullhorn or a microphone or a camera person. Because, I mean, this is just crazy. I mean, that is insane what we're witnessing here. That is insane. I'm telling you, the level of security we've seen in Austin for Joe Biden Day is insane. The whole city is freaking locked down. And then he rolls up to downtown Austin with 500 police officers. There could be somebody getting raped and stabbed and murdered in downtown Austin. The police might not even make it. All right. Here's the new Kamala anti-Trump ad. This is what they think of you, actually, is really what it is. Clip 8.
Us MAGA Republicans banned abortion, but that's just the start.
That's just the start.
If Trump gets elected, we want the government involved in all aspects of your sex life.
Way more involved.
Way more involved.
When you have sexual intercourse, it should be illegal to use contraception. No pills, no condoms.
Your genitals are reserved for procreation.
If you freeze 12 eggs, you should be required to have 12 babies, or else you're a serial killer. And I'm definitely not a serial killer.
Are you?
My son monitors my porn usage to make sure I'm not self-pleasuring.
Just like Speaker of the House Mike Johnson. That's true. You can look it up.
Don't you think that's normal?
Yeah,
that is true.
Yeah, I do.
It's normal for your son to do that.
You should have a family member monitor your porn use, too.
Because pleasuring yourself is very, very naughty.
I'm voting in November.
I'm voting in November.
We're all voting in November. Are you?
Because what happens in your bedroom is up to me.
Is up to me and my son. Also, mouth stuff is a sin.
So that's what they think of you. They think you're a big, fat, sweaty dude with herpes and STDs or some square professor. Which, again, I get into debates about the modern day Republican Party and how I support a big tent Republican Party. And I don't mind, let's even dare say, quote unquote, the diversity inside the party these days. Because the truth is, that's what liberals want people to think a Trump supporter looks like. And that's what the hardcore leftists actually believe a Trump supporter looks like, a big, fat, white, sweaty dude with herpes on his lip. But I guarantee you, if you took pictures of these persons and went around and said, hey, do you think this person is a liberal or a conservative? They would say, oh, that's definitely a liberal. So it's all projection is what it is. It's all projection. But they continue to lie about policy. And there's more of this with J.D. Vance. So the Democrats and the mainstream media have been targeting J.D. Vance all weekend. And it's not your typical, well, just because the left hates him, that means he's good. You can think whatever you want about Vance. I think I know why Trump picked him, and I think I see kind of the hidden move here that most people are missing. But they were all out, and they lie about everything. They just lie about everything J.D. Vance says or has or stood for. And so I got this longer video. We'll take up both segments. I think clip 7 is the Jen Psaki ad. But maybe we'll just do this. We'll go to Eric Swalwell. Here's Eric Swalwell. You want to talk about a guy? And they say the new thing is that Vance is weird. I think he should lean into that. So here's Swalwell, the Chinese spy, the guy that slept with a Chinese spy, who's the definition of creepy, telling you that telling you that Vance is the creepy one, clip 6.
When it comes to the vice presidential sweepstakes, there's one name that I keep focusing on. J.D. Vance. He absolutely cannot be the vice president of the United States. And so anyone she picks will be eminently more qualified than a guy who thinks that if you're a single, hardworking woman in America, you should have to pay more in taxes. Again, this
is not true.
Bizarre.
That is just not true.
Doesn't make any sense.
So you don't understand how the tax system works.
If you are single and you meet someone and you want to start a family, J.D. Vance doesn't support you using IVF to start that family. And say, unfortunately, you start a family and your spouse becomes violent. He has said that he thinks that you should be forced to stay in a violent marriage. So I don't think Kamala Harris is going to pick anyone as weird and creepy as J.D. Vance. She has a blessing
You're weird
of talented candidates to choose from.
A blessing of talented candidates. I'm sure. All right, we'll respond to that.
If, by Rudyard Kipling, if you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, if you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowance for their doubting too, if you can wait and not be tired by waiting, or being lied about, don't deal in lies, or being hated, don't give way to hating, and yet don't look too good, nor talk too wise. If you can dream and not make dreams your master, if you can think and not make thoughts your aim, if you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two impostors just the same, if you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken, twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools, or watch the things you gave your life to broken, and stoop and build them up with worn-out tools, if you can make one heap of all your winnings and risk it on one turn of pitch and toss, and lose and start again at your beginnings and never breathe a word about your loss, if you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve your turn long after they are gone, and so hold on when there is nothing in you except the will which says to them, hold on. If you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue, or walk with kings, nor lose the common touch, if neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you, but are none too much, if you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it. And, which is more, you'll be a man, my son.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.